If you love the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast, if you get any joy, if we've ever done anything for you, do us a huge favor and go and give us a 5-star review on this podcast. Leave us a comment if you like, but that helps our viewership ranking. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast with Marcus from Black Married Debt Free, powered by Black Married Debt Free. Just wanted to hop on really quick and, you know, just sit down with you. You know what I mean? And kind of give some recession updates really quickly. But before we do that, you know, we got to shout out the show's sponsor. Now, y'all know we don't do a lot of sponsors and all that type of stuff, but we really linked with a really dope family over at Coins app. And a Coins app is really cool because it helps to automate your payments towards savings goals, towards debt payoff goals, towards bills, whatever you want to, whatever goal you have for yourself. This app helps you literally pay and add from your designated bank account to wherever you would like the funds to go, and it does it automatically. And that's the beauty of it. I think it's a really cool app, and they've helped hundreds of thousands of people meet their financial goals. Mainly the one we love is paying down or paying off debt. So check out Coins app in the description below. But let's just get straight to it. We're giving some recession updates, and I'm gonna go ahead and just, yeah, we're in a recession. Yeah. Bump what they're trying to tell you, okay? What do they tell you in Alcoholics Anonymous, right? You have to know you have a problem before you can fix the problem, right? If you're in denial, if you're telling yourself, I can quit, you're going to have a harder time doing so. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what's going on. I think that the federal government is trying to, they don't want to create mass hysteria in the same way where they didn't really, weren't really upfront about the I ain't going to say it on here. I don't want to get demonetized, but the C word, just like they weren't upfront with that. They're not very upfront with this whole recession thing. It's like, just give it to me straight. Like we're adults. We all can handle it. We see the writing on the wall. We're going to talk about it here on this episode. So it's just like, why are we mincing words now? But what they're saying is that, historically, a recession is when you have two or more down quarters per the GDP. Well, when the GDP numbers came out last week, it was made clear that we had two down quarters. But what the U.S. government is saying is that, yeah, but the jobs aren't declining, right? There's jobs that aren't even really being filled. Like, there's a surplus of jobs. And so, but my thing, my response to that, and shout out to everybody who's viewing this live, Well, my get live in the chat, y'all. Whatever y'all want to talk about, whatever you guys want to add, man, we here for it. But what I want to add to that is, yeah, there are jobs, but the jobs suck, right? And what do I mean by that? They're not, these jobs aren't providing livable wages. These aren't jobs that, you know, or these aren't game changer jobs, especially when inflation is where it is. And we're going to get into that as well. So yeah, there's jobs, but what type of jobs are these? Like, can I live off this? Do we need three people to work these jobs in one household to keep our heads above water? Probably so. And that's the part that they won't tell you. You know what I mean? They just want to say there's jobs out there. There's jobs growth, you know, but these aren't jobs that you can work one and live off of. That's the problem, right? So because of that, I say we definitely are in a recession, man. All the economists are kind of tiptoeing around it. But when you recognize what situation you're in, you can better handle that situation. So what happened what are they projecting? August 11th is when Epic Tale was going on. August 11th is when they will come out with the numbers for July for inflation, and they're projected to be around 8.8, which is a tick lower than 9.1 in June, but it's still crazy high. And so, I mean, that's not terrible, but it's not great either, right? And the inflation is affecting many Americans. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter how big of a bag you have or how good your job is. You're having to adjust. You know, when you adjust, every time you go to the pump, you're adjusting, right? When you're going to buy milk, you're adjusting. So it's affecting everyone. It's just affecting some worse than others. So, you know, that's something to definitely keep an eye on. Going back to the whole U.S. government trying to say we're not in a recession because of the jobs, there's job growth there, right? Ford just laid off 8,000 employees in the combustible engine division simply because they want to save money to move their sights on the electric car side of it. So that's 8,000 jobs, people working at Ford. We're talking blue collar and admin. And so that's huge, man. That's huge. Those are signs of the time. So we can act like there's all these great jobs out there that people can get and live off of. But if this job that you're saying is available can't keep up with inflation, it's trash. It's not what you're trying to make it to be. And so that, you know, that's just how I feel about that. But anyway, yes. So multiple big businesses are laying off employees. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on. And those are indicators of where the economy is. Foreclosures, y'all. Now, if you've been watching this quick cast, you know that I have been really trying to keep you aligned on the timeline of the housing market, because most of our listeners really are wanting to get into real estate investing, wanting to get into their first home. You guys just love our real estate content. So I've been trying to keep you abreast to like where we are with that. I'm telling you to look at the signs of the times when it comes to real estate. You have to see, man, foreclosures are up almost 200%. Okay. Not to mention homes are being dropped by the tens of thousands, being reduced, and new homes. People are walking away from new homes. What are you saying, Marcus? I'm glad you asked. When you are in a new build situation and say you go to a subdivision, and you see these new builds and you get to go see the model home, you go in there, say, man, I really like this house. You put a down payment on a home on a holding payment, sometimes $1,000, $500. that holds your lot. They begin construction on your lot, and that can take, I don't know, 4 or 6 months sometimes. But here's the thing. Escrow doesn't start until the home is done being built, right? You don't get your interest rate locked in until the home's done being built. So what has happened is folks 4, 5, 6 months ago got these new build homes that they were excited about moving into. The home was being built. They went to go visit the home when they got the frame up. Then they put the drywall up and they drove by and they got to see the house. And they were so excited about getting their new homes. They come to the point where it's time to lock in the rate, and the interest rates have shot up so high that the folks said, we're just going to walk away. I can't pay double the price. And if you've been listening to me, you know that going up 2 percentage points on an interest rate can change your payment by up to $200,000. Some of these folks' payments are being doubled by the time the home is done being built. Their projected monthly mortgage is ballooned because the interest rates have changed so drastically. People are just walking away, leaving their deposits and saying, can't afford this. So this is hamstringing the new build market. And these are things that are happening that, you know, people don't want to pay attention to. But if you've been following us here, you know that we're keeping an eye on these things, because I believe that there will be opportunity on the other side of the interest rate hikes. The Fed has said again, and I'm if I sound like a broken record, you got to deal with it. The Fed has said once they see inflation come down, home inventory rise, which naturally will do when folks stop buying, and prices come down to a realistic level, then they will begin to turn the interest rate knob back down, thus creating what I like to call the sweet spot. There's going to be an opportunity there where homes are at a reasonable price, there's more inventory, and the interest rate begins to ticker down. So you got to know where you're at and in the timeline to know when that opportunity will come. So these are things you want to look at. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I'm going to go to some of the comments here. Okay, let's see. Kenneth Jackson, what report are you getting the data from? Respect to foreclosures. They have them on Redfin, does a daily national real estate report. Check out Redfin. They have articles that they drop every day. Also, there's been articles posted on Realtor.com. So check out some of those publications. Says, are the banks not highly regulated and have to ensure buyers came according payments this time around is different than from 2008. Kenneth, thank you, sir. Totally agree with you. Now this is the semantics that I see kind of going around in this space, is that, well, it's not as bad as 2008. In none of my dialogue or in none of my past podcasts did I ever mention 2008. But when you say the word recession, it triggers folks to remember 2008. And they say, well, it's not as bad as that. It doesn't have to be as bad as that for there to be a recession, or for there to be a correction, or for there to be an opportunity. If for the past several years, the housing market was going up 20% every year, a year where it doesn't go up at all, or it may even go down some, is an opportunity. That doesn't mean it's 2008 and the bottom falls out of the entire, you know, U.S. economy, but that is still a place for opportunity. So to compare what's going on now to 2008, to me, is a bit disingenuous, because no one's saying it's 2008. We're saying it's 2022. And like I said in one of my posts, don't get caught up waiting for 2008 to the point where you miss 2022 opportunities. And I think that's kind of the what I see going on. And I'm not saying that you're doing that, Kenneth, but you just triggered my mind to remember. I see that a lot in the different spaces that I'm in. And a lot of people are saying, well, it's not 2028. First of all, I don't ever hear anyone say it's close to 20. People say it's not close to 2008. And my rebuttal is I never hear anyone say 2022 is mirroring 2008. This is a whole separate time period, but there will be opportunities, you know, even in the current recession. So let's see. Going back to the chat. Appreciate everybody being in the chat. Appreciate y'all. Let's see. Ravi Ray says, I got my hard money lender and I'm looking to purchase two homes in the next 10 months. Love that, Ravi. It's going to be a lot of opportunity, man. Thank you, Kenneth. Appreciate you, bro. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of opportunity, Ravi, and especially in the housing market, man, in our market that we're looking at. Here's the thing about us personally, and that's dope that you say you do your hard money lending and things like that. We use conventional lending to purchase our rental properties the way we do. And the prices are coming down in the areas where we look, you know, by $5,000-$10,000, you know, and there's a lot of homes, but the rub is that the interest rates are so high, it still it's not positively affecting our return on investment. It's still negatively affecting our return on investment. So it just is frustrating. Now, unless you like dealing with hard money lender, like Ravi Ray is doing, or unless you have cash, you're kind of like still got it. You're kind of still waiting, because at the end of the day, it's all about the numbers. How much profit am I turning a month with this interest rate or with a ballooned interest rate? I still need to turn this amount a month, or it's not a smart buy. Doesn't matter if the prices are coming down. Have they come down to the point where I'm still making the profit I was making or close to it? And for us, it's not there yet. So, but we definitely are seeing prices come down in our markets. There's no denying it's happening, man. There's no denying it. And like Ravi said, man, just get locked and loaded and get your money, get your lending together, get your money together, and be ready to pull the trigger when you see them. Because me and Shire talk about so often, 2023, late 2022, 2023, I'm unloading on the housing market. And so my goal is to get 3-4 homes next year. You know what I mean? That's really what I think, the opportunity I think will be there. So that's really dope, man. Ravi, thank you for that, brother. So yeah, this kind of went a little longer than my usual quick cast. These are usually just quick, you know, bite-sized bonus podcast for you to help you get through your week. If you haven't already, subscribe to us here on YouTube. Share the content here on YouTube, y'all. I'm dropping videos every week. We're trying to bring great content, good quality. Please, please share this. Subscribe. Everybody on here right now, please, we really appreciate it. And subscribe to us over on our podcast. I'm going to answer another question. Ravi says, when are you and your wife going to do a mentorship program or masterclass for real estate? Man, Ravi, you thank you for asking that, bro. Our friends, a close friend of mine, Aman from Irish Journey, we've had him on our show. If you guys are in this space, YouTube space, you know, they're just the goats. I call them the goats of this thing, this YouTube financial literacy renaissance. But he's been asking me too, and me and Shire really have been putting it together. We've been working on this for years because there's a lot of steps involved with getting your first property. There's a lot of little things that I didn't know I had to do that. Okay, I'm gonna have to get this. And it's like, you don't know those things until you go through the process. And we've gone through it, lucky enough to go through it 5 times. I started documenting all of the things and all of the steps it took and the things I need to look out for and be prepared for. And so we've compiled like a really, really robust course. We just have to sit down and really put it together. And then, you know, our thing is, are there too many courses out there, right? Are y'all coursed out? Are y'all sick of courses? You know what I mean? But we do get so many questions that I think that you all would get a lot out of this. We wanted to make sure we're delivering in the right way. But man, appreciate you asking. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. So thank you. Appreciate it, bro. Yeah. And like you said, Ravi, I want to get folks ready for the opportunity. Because like I said, we don't want to get folks to get so caught up in it. Don't look like 2008. It don't look like 2008. This don't look like a recession. There's still jobs. There's this. We don't want folks to get so blinded that you miss the opportunity that's before us. Because 2008 changed me and Shire's lives. 2008 was the catalyst to everything you see, the net worth we've been able to build, the platform where we've created. Us taking advantage of the opportunity in 2008, as green as we were, literally changed our lives. And I think that this recession has that same opportunity for folks. So, man, appreciate it, y'all. Thank you guys for being on. Share this with somebody. I'm thinking about doing these on Thursday. What y'all think? You think I should do some more of these lives, hopping on YouTube? I have to record the podcast anyway, so I kind of just turn on the camera and just do it like this. But yeah, I like this. But anyway, thank you for jumping on, y'all. I'm going to get up out of here. We're going to see y'all on the next one. Kenneth, appreciate you, bro. I'm out. Peace.